What is that beauty? The beauty that it's here. I taste it. Period. Beginning of the book, remember? He wrote some stuff. Do not forget. He explained this book. He explained why he waited 2 years between two books. How? Very amazing. How was it? How did he explain it? It's very easy to remember.
Well, I just keep thinking about the wisdom.
Honest is three pieces. First piece, he talks about mizan, quantity, proportion. What did he say? Very interesting. Do not forget, he said, you know what? Size matters. He explained that ring in the nose of the camel. If it is big, doesn't work. If it is small, doesn't work. And he went even to God and said, God himself said, "Vaza al mizan." God said that I have plenty, but I don't send it down just like that. I send it proportionally. Did you hear it? This is a sentence like this. This was 85% of the sentence. The last 15% was except there are some guys that God will give them limitless. And if you don't have the taste, you will not understand what I said. This was the first big paragraph. Then it was a silly verse. Somebody asked me what is being in love, and I said, when you become we, you will understand. Then, last one, a very short one. I said, love is the adjective of God. Therefore, it's limitless. I'm talking about the essence, which is the love of God. The rest of us are just a reflection. Don't worry about that. This was the opening, so do not forget it. Now, let's come back to drinking from this ocean. Because you didn't say anything to tonight, you are volunteered. Yeah. Go ahead.
One five. How should the objective manifestation of the work be cut off? Got the wrong glasses.
The sea is saying. We're off a few.
The sea is saying.
115.
Which line?
1119.
1119?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Different numbering. The sea is saying, drink of my water with the right hand, O blind one, that you may gain sight. Here, the right hand is right opinion.
Do you remember right? The word right, which has so many meanings, right? Right means correct, means right. And right in Persian language, because he's using the Persian word, means a lot. So listen to all of this. Right is right, right hand. Is truth, is a straightforward, is honestly, is correctness, all of that. Do you remember all of that, which was a part of the meaning of hap? That's rost, right? Here he will say, okay, they will tell you right hand. Right, right hand, they don't mean right hand. Right attention. Zan means estimation, attention. What else? Lan.
Then?
Zan. Look at the Arabic word in your page.
Zan. Oh.
Yeah, one.
Doubt could mean you
within all the words you went through, the first one, which was the incorrect one, because you said doubt. He's talking about Zander Rost. The truth is that, so it cannot be doubt.
Oh, together.
Yeah. The positive side of it, which is when you know something but you don't know it perfectly. Approximate guesses.
Thinking,
all of that. So he's explaining. Imagine, he's just narrating, right? And talking about the water and the ocean, and suddenly ocean is talking. When ocean is talking, Rumi explains that. When ocean tells you that right hand means right attention, right guesses, and
here the right hand is right opinion, which knows concerning good and evil, where they are.
You see, not the good and bad. Where it's coming from, the source of the good and bad. Because good and bad are quite clear for intelligence, isn't it? And the teacher fellow looks at this is good, this is bad. No. We want to know the source of the goodness and source of the wrongness. What is that? Yes?
Oh, Lance, there is a lancer, so that sometimes you may become straight, sometimes double.
Means you are being launched. Remember, we are being launched. See, we are the machines working through consciousness, awareness, and we have been launched. So we could bend, we could go straight and all, yes?
Through love of Shemsuddin, I am without claws. Else would I not make this blind one see? Listen, O light of the truth, Husamuddin. Speedily heal him to the confusion of the eye of the jealous.
Okay, now let's have a little bit rest. Because translation. So translate this poetic verse. First of all, he went to the lance, okay? So there is a lancer which launched you. Therefore, you could go straight, you could bend, you could do whatever, but you're not on your own, right? I'm handicapped in a way. Without the nail means being handicapped, because you do the very little stuff, you need the nail. The thing that he wants to do is untying, opening some of those knots of apple, remember? So I don't have that knots because I'm in love with Shamsuddin. If not, I would have changed that fellow. You know what? Husamuddin, you do it. Over there, when you said the light of the truth, is the name of Ziaul Haq. Husamuddin's forename is Ziaul. You understand what's going on? Because he uses that always. This Husamuddin means the sword of the path. The lance, the sword, he goes there, okay? And I cannot do it, please you do it. You do it what? That's a trick. Because in Persian language, when you want to say that here we're sitting and talking about doing something, for example, for Zafia, okay? Then we talk about someone who is trying to put Zavya down. He is our enemy, right? Somebody will say, let's do this. Let that fellow be blind. This let that fellow be blind mean let him eat his heart. In English you will say, let him eat his heart, right? In Persian you will say, let him be blind. Okay? Here he will say, cure the eye of these people who do not see the truth. Let him eat his heart, that jealous fellow who is blind. Because jealousy is the source of blindness, and it self-imposed the sickness over there. Therefore, Hisamuddin, do something. Hisamuddin is doing what? Writing this for us, right? So he's writing this for us to change our vision. The only exception is the jealous one. The jealous one could not be cured because he chose being blind. Therefore, let him be blind means let him eat his heart. Yes? Repetition. Listen carefully. Yeah.
Oh, Lance, there is a lancer, so that sometimes you may become straight, sometimes double. Through love of Shamsuddin, I am without claws. Else who would I not make this blind one see? Listen, O light of the truth, Hisamuddin, speedily heal him to the confusion of the eye of the jealous. The quick-acting polishing powder of majesty, or tutia, the darkness-killing remedy of the recalcitrant, which, if it strikes on the eye of the blind man, will dispel from him 100 years of darkness. Heal all the blind ones except the jealous man, who from envy is bringing denial against thee. To your envier, though it be I, do not give life, so that I may be suffering the agony of death even as he is.
Hear the word envier. Suddenly he changed from jealousy to envy. It's the same word always in Persian, it's jealousy. And he say, okay. You know what? Even if the jealous one is me, don't cure him. To let you understand why jealousy. Let's go back to book one. Remember book one. There was stories. Big stories, remember. We counted 8 of them. First one was the problem, the main problem, which was falling in love with our intelligence. Second one was the first outcome, superficial observation and judgment, the parrot, right? The third one was the king of the Jews, jealousy. Over there he said something which we shouldn't forget. He said, there is no more difficult barrier than jealousy. Because jealousy is the beginning. If you could get rid of that, oh, you have done a lot. Because that's the biggest barrier, self-importance, which is the center of jealousy, which is more than thought. It's a bad feeling, negative stuff. He talks about it. Here, that is the subject, the jealousy of everyone towards that beautiful essence of the essence, right? Here, once for all, it's not for all, he will repeat it because it's always there. Jealousy is always there. He started and said, what are we talking about? We're talking about a different kind of knowledge. Not the knowledge that you use. You're talking about another wisdom which will move you, which will use you as an instrument to create the beauty. That's your main food. Of course you could attend to other. You could be lost. You could forget about the spirituality. But that is your food. And the ocean will advise you how to do it. With doubting and questioning it, you will get nowhere. Because you could be a doubter all your entire life. Listen and doubt everything. Then what will happen to you? Nothing, you will be a doubter. Here, with good attention you should come in. Let's say, a doubter
Do you know anyone? Or